Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Avoca's Derek Corcoran talking about their credit card application speed record, so you gotta check this one out. Hey, there was a rumor had it that there's, or one of the things that you were going to present at the show, where you're gonna break the credit card application speed record, and I'm not sure what the previous record was, but did you guys break the record?
I think we did. I'm not sure that we had an actual benchmark, but I think what we showed people kind of blew them away in terms of the speed with which we applied for a credit card. So we applied for a credit card as a brand new customer. So assuming that the credit union or the bank knew nothing about me. So I needed to meet KYC requirements. I needed to provide employment information so they could verify my income. And I also needed to provide income and liabilities information. And we managed to do all of that in 90 seconds on a mobile device, on a phone.
Whoa. I'm not sure what the Guinness Book of World Records, but that's pretty darn fast.
Yeah.
I think lots of consumers out there would be quite happy with that time.
And that's very much our focus. We've had a look at abandonment within the financial services industry, and it seems that the financial services industry seems to be the only industry willing to accept abandonment rates that run 70, 80, 90%.
Are you kidding?
It's pretty astounding.
Wow.
So in retail financial services, like applying for a new membership at a credit union or something like that, it tends to sit around the 60-70% mark.
Right.
But then when you get up into more complicated products like wealth management and life insurance, it's up in the 90% range. So just to be clear on what we mean by abandonment, if I've clicked the apply now button, I've expressed an interest in that organization's product. If I stop before I get to the submit button at the other end and complete everything that needs to be done, I've abandoned.
Okay. That's pretty much what I do.
Yeah,
on any type of thing, whether it's booking a ticket on a flight or something, who knows, buying something online. So yeah, that seems like a pretty common thread.
Yeah, absolutely. And are you an Amazon user by any chance?
I am. Oh yes, I'm an avid Amazon.
You're probably familiar with the Amazon one-click button. So for any of your viewers that aren't as familiar with it as you or I might be, what Amazon have allowed the consumer to do is pre-configure their payment details and pre-configure their preferred delivery details. So they know how you're going to pay and they know where you want to ship to. So if I'm looking at something on Amazon, like a new fishing rod or something like that, and I say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and buy that, I can literally buy it with one click. I click and I have ordered that product, I've made the payment, and they are shipping it to me before I have time to think
about
it. Maybe I should consult with my wife before I spend $1,000 on a fishing rod. It's already been shipped and it's on its way to me. And I guess our position is that we don't believe the regulators would allow the credit unions to onboard a member with one click.
It'd be nice,
it would be nice. or issue a card or a loan on the basis of one click. But somewhere between what the financial institutions are asking the customer to do today and Amazon one click, we believe there's like an optimal experience. And that's what we're focusing on helping our clients deliver, is that really frictionless experience.
Nice. Well, let's step back a little bit here and let's talk about your technology and how it's capable of a credit card application in 90 seconds from a mobile phone. I mean, what do you guys do here? I mean, just give us a quick little 411 here.
Yeah, sure. So Avoca is a software company. We have a product that is focused on allowing our clients to build what we refer to as frictionless digital sales and service transactions. So what that means is our life begins within the organization when the customer hits the apply now button, and we kind of end when they hit submit. And our focus is trying to make sure that we get that done. And what we do is there's a few things. First of all, we make sure the experience is mobile responsive. We have one client in financial services that gets 51% of their personal loan applications from smartphones.
Wow.
So, you know, if any of your viewers are wondering, do people really want to apply for a credit card or a loan or a membership on a smartphone? The answer is yes, they do. If you give them a good experience, yes, they will. They will go ahead and use it. So first of all, we make sure it's a nice mobile-friendly experience. And that means that, you know, the data input is touch-friendly. So, you know, I've got big push buttons and stuff like that instead of trying to hit those little roundy targets for radio.
Yeah,
exactly. Minimize data entry. Typing on a little keyboard is not easy. So whatever we can do to actually take that away with drop-down lists and toggle buttons and so on, we
Beautiful.
Do. The second thing that we do is we look to cloud services and partners that we can work with to minimize the effort for the customer. So a couple of things that we leveraged in the demonstration at Finovate was, first of all, taking a photograph of an ID, like a driver's license. Mm-hmm. Then securely send, and this is happening in the browser. Mm-hmm. So we're very much of the opinion that customers don't want to install an app to become a customer. They're happy to install an app once they are a member,
right,
but not to become one. Got so it. We need to give them a good mobile web experience. So we allow our customers to take a photograph of their driver's license in the browser. We then securely send that to a service that's going to extract that data, mm-hmm, and then it returns it. And we've basically got your name, your address, your date of birth, your gender. We've got a lot of the information that
that's
you need.
A lot of good data.
Yeah, exactly. And with those lovely little 2D barcodes on the back of a US driver's license, it means extracting that information is actually very easy. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to read characters off of a potentially dodgy photograph that the customer's taken. Yeah. You either get the barcode right or you don't.
Right.
The second thing we've done is we've built integration to some of the social media websites, like LinkedIn, for example. Mm-hmm. So we give the customer the option. We don't impose this upon them, but we give them the option to use their LinkedIn profile to pre-fill their employment details.
Wow. Okay.
So I've got my name, my title, my company name, my office phone number, my office email address, and so on, is all sitting in my LinkedIn profile. So instead of me having to type that in, by simply putting in my user ID and password for LinkedIn, we can retrieve all of that through the APIs that LinkedIn expose. And the last thing that we demonstrated was using Yodlee to log into an existing bank account to strip out the assets and liabilities from 90 days worth of statement data. So instead of going off and finding your bank statement and saying, you know, okay, what's my car repayment exactly?
Yeah.
You know, is it $321 or $323 a month? You know, what's my rent or my mortgage repayment at the moment? We just pull that information via Yodlee out of a customer's existing bank accounts. Mm-hmm. Now, if they don't want to do that, they can still manually enter the information or attach PDF copies. So they're always in control.
Right. Yeah, I mean, do you get any, I don't know if you did any like trial testing or anything, did you ever get any like pushback from people providing their driver's license via a web browser or accessing their bank account to get that type of information? Because I mean, to make the process work like that, it's fantastic, but I can see a few people out there like, well, I'm not gonna do that. You know, they might be a little paranoid.
Yeah, look, we're never going to achieve 100%.
Right.
There's always going to be some people that are nervous about it, but the way in which the information is actually presented to the consumer, if it's tied to value to them, as in, if you manually enter that information, it's going to take you 6 or 8 minutes to complete the application. If you take a photograph of your driver's license, it'll take 2 or 3 minutes.
Right.
Then we have seen some positive responses to that. And continually reassuring them that the only reason we're doing this is to make their life easy.
Yeah.
You know, we're not keeping a copy of that driver's license image.
Nice.
Literally asking them to pre-fill, and they still have to, they see what comes back.
Mm-hmm.
So if they figure out, oh, hang on a second, I'm just about to change address, I should put in my new address, but my driver's license is still the old one, mm-hmm, they can go ahead and edit that if they want to.
Okay.
And with the Yodlee stuff, that tends to be the most contentious, you know, where we're actually asking somebody to authenticate into their bank account. And one of our clients simply presented the option to their customers, and very few people went ahead and used it.
Okay.
But they then changed the wording on the application form to say that it would actually accelerate the approval time for the loan, as in, instead of taking 7 days to approve because you have to go off and verify your income and your liabilities, we're getting it from your bank account, so we can verify, we can actually have the money in your bank account within the next 48 hours.
Oh.
All of a sudden, they saw 80% of people just go ahead and use that.
Go ahead, take it. I don't care.
Yeah absolutely. Yeah.
Nice. I love it. I mean, it sounds like you guys have a lot of behavioral study behind all this type of stuff. Just for a simple, tiny process, I can imagine like what Apple goes through and all their processes and stuff. I mean, you guys, same thing. All these behavioral processes consumer behaviors to make this process work and make it fast. And a lot of research must have gone on, or a lot of testing as well behind the scenes.
Yeah, absolutely. We've spent a lot of time over the last 18 months in particular building quite a depth of analytical capability into our product.
Mm-hmm.
So we can see where consumers are dropping out. And the agility of our product, you know, very often with the credit unions, they'll start with their core banking system or their loan management, and they build the web or the mobile interface directly on top of it.
Yeah.
And you end up with this tightly integrated solution. So if you want to change the user experience or the member experience, you got to be really careful because you're talking directly to a database, you know, which is the core banking system. Mm-hmm. The way in which our product works is we're kind of like this buffer layer between the core banking system, the loan management, and the customer experience. And that gives our clients agility to be able to tweak things about the user interface. We have clients who make daily releases of new changes to the experience, and really, really tiny ones at times. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll just change the wording on a question and see if that actually has a positive or a negative impact. Yeah. On the experience. So the analytics combined with the agility that we give our clients allows them to kind of tweak little things and see what's going to work for their customer base. Mm-hmm. And we've built up a lot of best practices over the years that we provide to our clients to say, this is what we've seen work. You don't have to use what we recommend, mm-hmm. but this is what we've seen work.
Right.
And it's kind of important to point out that when we walk into a client, we're not giving them a personal loan or a credit card. We're giving them a platform that allows them to build exactly what it is that they want. And, you know, we've seen credit unions go from a PDF as a mechanism on their website to apply for a credit card mm-hmm. to a mobile omni-channel experience in 5 days.
Beautiful.
You know, it's really, really rapid to kind of get things done. And once they have that, they feel really empowered and they just say, hey, you know, we're going to make everything digital. We're just going to meet our customers where they are.
Oh my gosh, Derek, this is so cool. I love this type of technology and where it's going. I mean, it's just, it's kind of like the Amazonizing of the credit card application process, like we were talking about.
That's a great phrase. I think I might steal that one from you, Mark.
Wait, I got to trademark that real quick. Hang on. No, I'm sure somebody else has already taken it. But this is so cool. I mean, so looking at the bigger picture, I mean, how do you see this benefiting credit unions and banks as well? I mean, it sounds like the speed is what it's all about.
Look, there's a few features, I guess a few differentiators that we have in our product. Because we purely focus on the customer experience, we're not working with the bank to say it's all about operational efficiency. Like, they can figure that stuff out themselves, and they already are, and they're doing a great job about it. What we're saying is that if the customer hits the apply now button on your website, that is a genuine expression of interest because they know what's going to happen next, which is, you're going to ask me for my name and address and contact details so you can create a membership.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing going to be surprising about that. So if they click apply now and they abandon, we've actually lost. It's like getting a fish on the end of the hook and letting them off again. It's like, I nearly had you. So because we've got that really specific niche focus on that experience, it's kind of offering a differentiation for us in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And where we see this going is quite simply mobile everything. There is not a single interaction I should have with my credit union that I can't do on a mobile device. It doesn't mean I'm going to do it on a mobile device, but I should have the option.
Yep.
If I want to walk into a branch and have a chat with somebody because I prefer to do that, that's fantastic, and we should still facilitate that. And we even facilitate crossover between channels. So, you know, you could be walking down the street and see a home that you think looks great and you'd like to buy, and you can begin the application process on your phone there and then. You can continue it at home on your tablet or your laptop, and then you can save it and bring it into a branch and say, hey, I got most of the way through this, but I'm a little bit stuck. Can you guys help me out or provide me with some advice before I hit the submit button? So just making sure all those channels are working harmoniously to get the customer out of the market.
Yeah, that sounds like a perfect consumer experience right there, dealing with your credit union or bank right there, because it gives them the option to move forward, to take action. And then, like you said, if they get stuck, okay, there's the option for me to either call my branch or go into the branch and have them help me out. Other than that, I can do it all on my phone, I can do it on my tablet or online. So what a beautiful experience that is. And it's all, like you said, it's all harmonious, it's all cohesive.
And I actually think the credit unions have one significant advantage over the banks in this market. Just don't tell any of my bank clients I said that.
I won't say a word.
Yeah, which is they focus on onboarding the member first and then providing the right products to the member.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like Amazon in the sense that I create an account or a relationship with Amazon, then I go and buy stuff. And the credit unions take that kind of approach. They want to know you as a customer, as a consumer, as an individual,
mm-hmm.
and then the products kind of flow from there. And so I think they're in a really great position to be able to capitalize on that shift in customer behavior where I'm not just an account number. I'm actually a person, and especially with that millennial generation, you know, it is about me.
They're people too, by golly. All right, to wrap up here, Derek, I mean, what goals do you have for this technology, and where do you see it going?
Look, we're on a fairly rapid growth trajectory at the moment. You know, winning things like Best of Show at Finovate really helps raise awareness mm-hmm. for us. So that's, you know, we're very much focused on sticking to our knitting, making that experience compliant, but as easy as possible for members, for customers to be able to get those kinds of relationships, and helping our clients to sell more stuff, you know, to create more memberships, to write more loans, to give people the ability to get what it is they want, mm-hmm. which is, you know, saving from a kid's education or getting that new car or maybe buying that $1,000 fishing rod.
Indeed. There you go. In one click.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Well, Derek, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and congratulations on all the success you guys have experienced so far. And I don't see it ending anytime soon because this technology is downright cool. Love it. Love it.
Thank you again for having me on, Mike.
You're welcome. And to get to it, I mean, it's avoka.com, AVOKA.com, and that's where you can see all the information.
Yep, you nailed it. And the video of the 90-second home loan is right up there prominently on our homepage. So if anybody goes to avoka.com, they'll see my ugly mug and they can go ahead and click on that video and watch the demo.